USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held her first press briefing in 2019. Among the things discussed, negotiations over border security.
Over the next 3 weeks, let's get it done. The president's opened the government on the basis that Democrats have signaled to us that they're willing to actually get serious about a real deal and get serious about fixing the problem at the border.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin also announced the White House is putting pressure on Venezuela.
We will continue to use all of our diplomatic and economic tools to support interim President Guaido, the National Assembly, and the Venezuelan people's efforts to restore their democracy.
That pressure includes tough sanctions on Venezuela's state-owned oil company. Your numbers on Wall Street for this Monday, the Dow was down 208 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
GOP Senator Susan Collins of Maine weighs in on the Mueller investigations. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
During a CBS interview on Face the Nation, Republican Senator Susan Collins was asked if she thinks working with WikiLeaks should be considered a crime.
You have to know the circumstances of it, but I have great faith in Mr. Mueller's ability to pursue a fair and thorough investigation.
As a winter storm heads into Atlanta, Georgia, ahead of the Super Bowl, Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is warning residents to travel safe.
If you don't have to be on the road, please do not travel. There will be also be additional traffic, as you know, for the Super Bowl. So it's important that you act out of an abundance of caution.
The Atlanta metro area is expected to get anywhere between 3 to 6 inches of snow, and Kemp also said on Tuesday all state offices are closed for non-essential personnel. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
The measles outbreak is spreading, as USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
In Oregon State, health officials say a case of the measles has been confirmed in the Portland area. Dr. Jennifer Vines with the Portland Health Department.
When diseases become real, I think the parents who maybe were putting off vaccines or just hadn't really made a decision, I think it gets their attention. And I think we do sometimes see a bump in vaccination after an outbreak like this, so that's certainly my hope.
Nearby, in Washington State, there's 30 confirmed cases since the beginning of the year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A Kremlin spokesman has rejected reports that Russian mercenaries were sent to Venezuela to protect President Nicolas Maduro. It comes as the Venezuelan president faces a growing protest movement in his own country. Former UN ambassador and governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson, tells Fox News Maduro's support is waning.
He's on the defensive. I think there's a lot of momentum building by the Venezuelan people who are losing their homes, their jobs, they're hungry, inflation is huge. I think that we made the right move, but now we've got to protect our diplomats. I don't think we need military intervention, but we got to protect our people there. They're going to stay. So that's objective one.
The Super Bowl is just 6 days away, and both teams arrived in Atlanta, Georgia on Sunday. Media Day takes place Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.